It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, let's do this. It is tea time, kicking things off with Halle Berry, who was injured on set. Her latest movie, ironically called Bruised. There was drama when she got hurt while performing some mixed martial arts moves.
There's like constant contact, you know, but you do it in a very controlled way, but the contact is really real. If you hit someone, you're really hitting someone. If you throw someone, you're really throwing someone. So it's as real as you can get without really hurting each other.
Ooh.
Sounds like it got a little too real.
Yeah, no kidding. They said that she's going to be just fine. It isn't too major, but she did need a break because of it. And Bruised follows her as Justice, a disgraced MMA fighter forced to confront her demons when the six-year-old son she walked out on returns to her doorstep. Ooh, that actually sounds pretty good. No release date yet, but I'll keep you posted. Moving on to Kylie Jenner. So Kylie is just adding more bank to her billions. She has actually sold like a share of Kylie Cosmetics to Coty, the parent company of CoverGirl, and she's just making more and more of that money.
Hey guys, it's Kylie. This is my brand new updated makeup tutorial. I know I've done a few of these in the past, and I'm always learning new things, so my makeup routine is definitely changing. Also, since becoming a mom, it has gone from taking me 30 minutes to do my makeup to now having to do my makeup in 10 minutes.
And that is the truth. When you become a mama, you gotta hurry things up. Forbes labeled Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire in world history. I know a lot of us take issue
asterisk
with self-made.
Asterisk.
I mean, she has done a lot on her own, but of course she had a great start. And her sister's surrounding her, but she's the most successful Kardashian of them all. Tom Hanks, get this. He just learned he actually is related to Mr. Rogers. What?
Our friends at Ancestry did some digging. You are related to Fred Rogers.
Impossible. No, you're pulling our leg. Let's look at this.
How far away is it?
Wait, look at a Mefford.
I know, yeah, Mefford.
Six cousins with Fred Rogers.
Look, Ernest Hanks.
Well, listen.
Amos Hanks.
It all
can
just,
we keep this?
It all just comes together.
This
you
is
see.
Crazy.
Did you have any idea?
Well, I would like to see if Johnny Depp is related to Fred Rogers. Can you find out from Ancestry.com?
That's like an ad for Ancestry.com. Have you ever wanted to do that? Go there, or do you not care?
I know I have done the Ancestry stuff.
Really?
I always thought I was, I am Polish, but I'm I think a little more Hungarian than Polish. I'm
interesting.
Like, I thought I was a straight up Polack. So
Tom Hanks and Mr. Rogers are sixth cousins.
Interesting. I wonder like how far you and I would be separated from Mr. Rogers.
Ooh, I don't know. Hopefully not that much.
Ancestry.com just changes, and the only service they do is just how far away you are from Mr. Rogers.
It's like the sixth degree of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
I actually was one degree. I interviewed Kevin Bacon, so I feel like I was like legit one degree.
Really?
Yes.
Dang.
Really cool. And J-Lo, I'd love to be one degree from her. She says she didn't get paid for Hustlers.
First of all, it's super difficult. You have no idea. And you have to do it in like really these shoes.
Yeah.
The stripper shoes. And you have to do it. Like, I came into the first rehearsal and I had like sweatpants on and a sweatshirt. I'm like, okay, we're gonna pole dance. This is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a skill I'm gonna have after this. And then she's like, first of all, take off your clothes. Okay. What? She was like, no, you have to, like, your skin is what sticks to the pole that makes you hold on. And so she was like, yeah, just like a bra and panties. We might as well get used to it now. I was like,
I didn't realize that. That makes sense. So the skin is the friction that makes you hang on.
Liv, have you ever had your skin stick to a pole?
No, I surprisingly have not.
Oh, I thought you did with a box of shame last week. Interesting. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did, Joe.
So that is a yes. And she says that she's never been motivated by money. She just wants to be a great actress, singer, dancer, and so on. And the money just comes from her passion. I mean, I'm sure she got something. I'm sure she didn't get $0.
Nobody works for free. She's getting a cut somehow, some way.
Yes, get it, girl.
Coming up next here on Joe and McKenzie, she went back to his place and she saw this and said, you know what? I think this will be the one time I'm here and that's it. What did she see inside of his apartment that just totally turned her off? And is this even a legit reason to be that turned off if a guy or girl had this at their apartment? We're going to talk about this in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.